From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. The Trump administration on Friday announced wide-ranging sanctions against 38 Russian individuals and companies, senior administration officials billing the sanctions as a response to Russia's pattern of malign activities around the world. Nikolai Petrushev, Russian Federation Security Council Secretary, is one of the officials sanctioned. He said Friday, I have been in the USA many times. Regarding the fact that they have introduced sanctions, it doesn't mean we will not communicate with them. There are other countries where it is possible to communicate and work to resolve these questions. U.S. officials say the sanctions are not in response to any single event or issue. The move comes after Britain, the U.S., and other NATO countries expelled more than 150 Russian diplomats in a show of solidarity over the poisoning of a former Russian spy and his daughter, who were attacked with a nerve agent in Britain. Dr. Christine Blanchard, the medical director at Salisbury District Hospital, gave an update on Sergei Skripal's condition Friday, as well as his daughter's. Jill Craig has the details.
Blanchard reiterated that Yulia Skripal's condition had improved to stable, and she continues to get better. She also announced that Sergei Skripal is responding well to treatment, improving rapidly, and is no longer in a critical condition. Jill Craig, VOA News.
Three people are dead after a pair of suicide car bombings in Somalia's capital. The first explosion occurred at an army checkpoint on the airport road in Mogadishu, injuring one soldier. Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for the two explosions. The second car bomb detonated shortly after at a junction. This is VOA News. China's government says it will counterattack if President Donald Trump goes ahead with plans to raise U.S. tariffs on an additional $100 billion worth of Chinese goods. Ministry of Commerce spokesman Gao Feng called the United States' behavior utterly unreasonable and that Washington seriously misjudged the situation and made a big mistake. Gao said Beijing was fully prepared and willing to, without hesitation, counterattack with great strength, but gave no details. Former South African President Jacob Zuma came out fighting on Friday after appearing in court. He's facing corruption charges over a suspected multi-billion dollar arms deal in the 1990s. Zuma addressed about 1,000 cheering supporters after the case was adjourned. He told the crowd this case has been brought back by politics. There are no real politics in opposition parties. He also said, I am innocent until proven guilty, but there are people who want to treat me like I'm guilty. Zuma will be back in court on June 8th. Brazil's top appeals court on Friday rejected former President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva's latest plea that he stay out of prison until he has exhausted all appeals to his corruption conviction, according to a court document. Now his legal team is negotiating his surrender. Lula remained holed up inside the Metal Workers Union headquarters in Sao Paulo with aides and allies, ignoring the federal judge's deadline of 5 p.m. to turn himself into authorities. That's when he's to begin serving a 12-year sentence for accepting bribes from an engineering firm in return for help landing contracts with Brazil's state-run oil company. That's the sound from a few dozen anti-Lula protesters gathered in front of the federal police headquarters in Curitiba as the deadline approached. However, hundreds of demonstrators arrived at the Metal Workers Union to show their support for the former president. A South Korean court announced a sentence for former President Park Geun-hye. Grace Lee has that story.
Ousted President Park Geun-hye has been found guilty on corruption charges and now faces 24 years in jail.
Every time Park's crimes were revealed one by one, it caused chaos in our state affairs.
Among the charges on Friday were bribery, abuse of power, and coercion.
That was Reuters' Grace Lee reporting, and I'm Liz Palka reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.